Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Okay, you can be seated. It's nice to be home. This is the one for long trips. What are you carrying? That's the one for shorter trips. What are you carrying? That's one that was given me. This is the one for overnight trips. Got so many zips, I can never work out which one actually undoes the thing. Here we go. That's the hand luggage when I'm flying. Of course, you can't go anywhere without the truth. They want to translate it into all kinds of languages now, I don't know. So this is the one that we can put all the sheets in when we go away on holiday. You know, when I'm overseas, people sort of give me things and I've got no room, so they give me bags to carry them home in. So I get a whole collection of bags. There's another one. And another one. They all get used, actually. And another one. This reminds me of my hiking days. It only gets used on the ferry over to France now. The overnight stuff. That's as much hiking as I do. This is the one that goes down the beach with the cream and the sandwiches and all the rest of it. Somehow you get into it, that's right. Yeah. That's the one we bought in Lanzarote because we didn't have anything to take the towels to the beach. What are you carrying? There. Well, it's that's the supermarket bag that I brought Caroline's coffee home in this week. Now, as Jesus took our burdens, this can't refer to burdens, can it? Because none of you here are carrying any burdens, are you? There, my friends, is your potential. All of that filled, not empty, is to be in you. We've got a wonderful challenge ahead of us because God told us not to have the usual kind of visiting speakers at camp. Because what he's going to do is not going to be dependent upon visiting ministries, but with what we are carrying. Now, that means we've got to be carrying into camp what God expects us to be carrying. It's 5 or 6 weeks since I was here last. That's been, for me, an intensive time of preparing for camp, as far as my prayer times are being concerned, because I'm so conscious that what is going to matter is what we are carrying. Is God dependent upon what we're carrying? Well, there's a yes and a no. He works through his people through what they are carrying. Now, what does all this represent? Well, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is within you. Now, how could you quantify that? How many bags would you need to contain the kingdom of heaven? But he says the kingdom of heaven is within you. The Holy Spirit, when Jesus spoke, creation came into being. The Holy Spirit, according to God's word, lives within you. But how can you quantify the Holy Spirit? The Word says that the Spirit lived in Jesus without limit. Well, is there any limit to the way the Holy Spirit indwells us? The scripture says that Jesus, who came to give us the fullness of life, has now done that because we're in Christ. But how can you quantify the fullness of life? The fullness of life must be much more than a few cases and bags. Jesus said that we will be filled with power, God's power, his almighty power, the power that raised Jesus from the dead and enabled him to ascend to heaven, that we would receive that power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So that power is within us. But how can you quantify that power? The scripture says that God has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Now that's the love of God. And God fills the whole of his creation with his presence. How can you quantify that love? That love must be greater than what could be contained in a few bags. And so we could go on and on. God has given us that anointing of the Holy One. So his holiness is in us, the Spirit of holiness. But how can you quantify that? Jesus, we read in Philippians, humbled himself to such an extent that he made himself nothing. Took upon himself our humanity, made himself poor in that sense, in order that he might make us rich. So he emptied himself of that divine glory and came as a servant, even to the point of giving his life. But during the days of his servanthood on earth, while he was fulfilling his ministry here, the scripture tells us that whenever he had the opportunity, he would draw aside to be on his own with his Father in prayer. You see, God, in sending his Son, if God can have a problem, he had a problem. I mean, he had something that he had to resolve. How could all this fullness be contained even in Jesus? If Jesus emptied himself of the divine glory, if he sort of emptied himself of all this by becoming man and sharing our humanity, how could even Jesus be filled with all this while he was on earth? Now, clearly, he was absolutely unique from the time of his conception. He was the only one who had ever been born into the world that had existed in heaven before his conception. But we can see from Scripture that as he grew up, he had to learn, he had to be taught. He was really thoroughly human. And before he could begin his ministry, he had to wait until the Father anointed him with the Spirit for that ministry. So, as far as we know, before that moment, he never preached a sermon, never taught the people, never healed a sick person, never cast out a demon. He didn't do anything to draw attention to himself, so much so that when he went back to Nazareth, once his ministry had begun, the people found it very difficult to accept who he really is. So he had to wait for that time when the Spirit came upon him to equip and enable him for his ministry. But you see, even Jesus had to face the fact that he couldn't contain all of that at any one moment in his human body. That's why he said, "I can't do anything by myself." He couldn't heal anyone himself. He couldn't cast a demon out himself. He couldn't preach a sermon himself. Why did he draw aside to be in prayer with his Father? Because he had to live completely dependent upon his Father for everything that he was to do. Now, he knew that all those riches were his. The kingdom, the Spirit, the life, the love, the power. He came to impart these, and the healing and all the other miraculous things that he did. He came to impart them. But he had to recognize, can't contain all that in a body. So he was a channel of God's grace. Because grace is what God gives. So he knew, well, if I'm going to heal someone, that's going to be the Father through the Son. The Son can't do it by himself. It's got to be the Father through the Son. But I have all the riches of healing available to me. So if I keep at one with my Father, all those riches of healing, whatever I need to get from heaven, will come and I will be able to channel that into people's lives. So he knew that if he was in that place with the Father, somebody could walk along the street and say, "Hey, Jesus, I need healing." And he could do it because he was in the flow, in unity with the Father. And even though it's the Word of God that was made flesh, he knew he didn't have anything to say, that if he was to be able to preach
what the Father wanted him to preach, he had to be in unity with the Father. And all the words that needed to be spoken of the kingdom would be given to him, and he would become the channel, the mouthpiece, the word of God made flesh among us. Now, the wonderful thing that he's done for us as believers, as those who have been called to be his disciples, is he's put us in the same position that he was in himself. God is now our Father. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I mean, I don't know how you quantify that, but just sort of let that speak to you of every blessing. Now, of course, when people saw what Jesus was doing, they thought he was performing the miracles, and in one sense he was, but it was the Father working through the Son. They thought it was him who was speaking, but actually he was speaking the words the Father gave him to speak. All they could see was the instrument of the Father's grace to his people. He had sent his Son to accomplish that. So the Father was working through the Son. And he actually said to the disciples, "Don't you realize that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" But of course, the Father was in heaven with all his heavenly riches. But Jesus knew they all belonged to him. And so as he maintained that unity with the Father, he could tap into all those riches and resources, whatever they were. But you see, for that to be possible, he had to constantly receive so that he could constantly give out. He had to see what the Father is doing. He had to receive the word that the Father wanted him to speak. He had to know what the Father was wanting him to do. You know, there was that night in Capernaum when the whole town turned out and every sick person was healed. That was a great meeting. I'd love to have been there. And I expect, because he was praying for each person individually on that occasion, the meeting would have gone late into the night, the whole town. And so, you know, you would think he'd have a good lion in the morning. But no, the scripture says, very early the next morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and went to a lonely place where he was praying with his Father. And so the disciples, when they woke up, "Where's Jesus? No Jesus." So they were looking for Jesus. The people, of course, after all that happened last night, they were looking for Jesus. Everybody was scouring the town for Jesus. Finally, the disciples found him and said, "Master, everybody's looking for you." The implication is we got the whole city at our feet now. Come on. Let's move it. But Jesus says, "No, no, no. We're going to all the other villages." Why? Because he'd been a part listening to the Father. So he knew what the Father's strategy was next. It wasn't to do the obvious. He had to do not the obvious, but the obedient. So it says that he traveled all the way through Galilee, preaching and teaching in all the villages. Now just imagine the Son of God comes to earth, just has 3 years of ministry, but he goes to the tiny villages. He wanted the whole Jewish community to be able to hear the gospel and have the opportunity to repent and believe. He came to make all this available. Now, how much of this are we carrying? What are we carrying into camp? You see, God doesn't want us to simply carry what we've been carrying for a long time because all we see is the same things happening that we saw before. God obviously intends to move in a new and greater way than anything we have seen for as long as we can remember. So the question is, what are we carrying? Are we carrying a load of empty bags that only speak of potential? Or are we receiving from God what He intends to fill those bags, or rather, to fill us? Just imagine how much you could get in all those bags together. And how much has God made available to us? The kingdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit, the fullness of life, the power of God, the love of God, eternal life, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And it isn't, you see, that God simply wants us to contain all this, but to be channels of all this. But you can only be channels of what you have first received. You can't give to others what you don't have yourself. And that's why Jesus said to the disciples when he met with them in the risen body, now don't start going around saying, I'm risen, and first, receive the power from on high. You need to receive first, and then you can go and give. And so we read in Acts chapter 2 how they received the Holy Spirit. But you only get as far as Acts chapter 4, and they all get filled again. Now, they didn't ask to be filled with the Spirit again. They just prayed, Lord, we need to see you doing more. We need to see your hand stretched out to heal. We need to see you performing mighty signs and wonders. We need to speak your word with boldness. Now, how did God answer that prayer? He filled them again. They got another impartation from heaven. Now, if you read this truth version, which every anointed person obviously will do, you will notice that in the epistles, where perhaps your usual version would say, grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, I've actually translated it as what it means. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ impart grace to you. You see, it's not a greeting, it's a prayer. Paul isn't saying, grace to you. It would be a strange greeting anyway, wouldn't it? But no, he's actually praying something. He's actually imparting something from God, or praying that God will impart. Grace be imparted to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that means that Paul always expected something new and fresh from God to be given to those to whom he wrote. I believe he even expected that as they read his letters, that they would receive encouragement to their faith, that where necessary, they would receive correction. They would receive revelation of the truth. But God would impart something of his Spirit and life because his Spirit and life is in his word. So Paul's constant expectation is that there would be impartation from God. Now, of course, that's the expectation that we need to have every time we come here on a Sunday morning. We come for God to impart to us, not essentially for ourselves, but first of all for his own glory. Secondly, so that we have got something fresh to channel that, hey, we're not serving up stewed tea. You know, it's not, we're not asking people to receive something from last week, but something from this week. It's always new. It's always fresh. It's not stale water. It's not stale bread. It's the bread of life. It's always new. It's always fresh. It's always alive with the presence and the power of God. Now, by my reckoning, we're not going into this camp because I've spent a few weeks receiving from God. I'm full of some fresh stuff. I've had to hold myself back from preaching it this morning because it's going to be for camp. But you see, the point is, this is not my camp, it's Kingdom Faith camp. And so it's what we as Kingdom Faith are going to carry into this camp that matters. You see, we wouldn't go into a camp with all last year's songs. Every year there has to be new songs, fresh songs. But, I mean, that's just the songs. Everything about camp needs to be new and fresh. So, every one of us here that is going to camp is part of the preparation for camp this week. And everyone who is not going to camp is part of the preparation for camp this week. It doesn't matter whether you're going or whether you can't go. You are part of Kingdom Faith. And because we're talking about spiritual realities here, even what you receive here, if you can't be in Peterborough, will still affect what happens in Peterborough. So, you know, you can't sort of opt out and say, well, I'm not going to camp, so it's got nothing to do with me. I'll just watch it on the streaming. No, it's got everything to do with you. Because we are a body. And what God is saying is that he has called this body to bless the nations that will be present, not only physically in Peterborough, but all those that will be downloading the streaming all over the world, and there will be many thousands of them, even though they have to pay £20. They'll know it's worth it. So, we need to be fully charged, ready to go, amen, spiritually. Now, there's always, if we're not careful, an element of selfishness in this, that we just look to an event like this for God to bless me, or that I can receive whatever I need because of the circumstances in my life that prevail at this time. But of course, because God is asking us to minister to the nations, it's not really for us, it's for the nations. And therefore, what we've got to appreciate is that it is really true to say it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, what does that mean? It means you get blessed more in giving than you do in receiving. So actually what the Lord is reminding us is the more that we have to give, the more we will actually be able to receive and be blessed. That the measure you give determines the measure you get back. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. But it's not because you want to receive for yourself, but because you want to be a channel of God's grace to the nations. And you might say, well, wait a minute, I don't have your ministry of going traveling the nations and needing all this baggage. But that's got nothing to do with it. You do travel to the nations. Because you're part of a church that God has called to bless the nations. And whatever happens here does impact nations. I mean, people were saying to me all this week while I've been speaking at a conference in Germany, they're saying the whole of our nation needs to hear what you're saying. The whole of the nation needs to receive what God is pouring out this week. And we had some tremendous times, some phenomenal healings at the end of the conference. And it was wonderful to see all these things happening so easily. Now, that's the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Now, I believe that's what this week at camp is going to be like. It's not going to be us, oh, God, you've got to work through us. It's no. We're going to be in that place of absolute peace, of absolute trust, of assurance. Yes, Lord, we've been tapping into you, and it's not what I feel or anything like that, but I just know you are going to pour your life through. So I've seen God. I mean, God told me when I was away on holiday and preparing for us every day that I'd get just a little foretaste when I was in Germany of what he was going to do at camp. So I know that camp is going to be mighty. And of course, the great thing is that, you know, we can't go in with a program of speakers or this. We've got lots of people there that are able to bring a word. But I guess it's just going to be different. It wouldn't be different if I sat down and worked out a speaking program, because that's what we do every year. It's always liable to change if God wants to change anything, but how do you go in to a week like this when there's going to be 6,000-7,000 people there and no program? Trust. Yeah. That's it. This is what faith is all about. I said to God this week, I said, Lord, if I miss something, if there's anyone you want to bring to speak, you can bring them now. We're open for that. And the Lord said to me, don't you trust me? You don't need anyone except for me. I will be there. And there will be enough of you that I can use to channel to my people whatever I want to do, so they can then become channels wherever they go. And you see, the fact that we don't advertise some great international speakers hasn't made any difference to the numbers. Because actually people don't come for the speakers, they come to meet with God. That's the reputation of Faith Camp. And yes, we've had a succession of wonderful speakers over the years. But for about the first, I don't know what it was, 6-7 years of camp, we never had any visiting speakers. We always just ran the camp ourselves. Because God said to us, what I want to impart to the nation is what I have done in you. Very good. Come on. So we just need to do the business this week. By which I mean that each of us needs to obey the Lord. When we pray, we go into the secret place on our own with Him. On our own with Him. Which is how Jesus tells us to do it. And that we pray to our Father who sees in secret. And the Father who sees in secret will reward us openly. So, Camp Week is going to be Reward Week for Kingdom Faith. Amen. God's going to reward us openly for all the preparation that has been put in. And I know a lot of prayer has been going on, certainly among the team and students, and I'm sure among many in the church congregation here. Because, I mean, we know every year there's a move of God and God does great things. But somehow, this is strategically significantly important. Absolutely. There is something, I mean, everybody's telling me God's going to do something different this year. Amen. And for me, you see, I'm not, oh Lord, oh God, what on earth are you going to do? I mean, we've just got no program, no speakers, no. No, I'm excited. I think, well, this is going to be good. I'm always up for something new, always up to see what else God will do. Because, you see, if we had a number of visiting speakers, God would be limited by what could come through those speakers. And I don't think God wants to be limited by anybody. I mean, they would come with their anointing, and they would come with their books and tapes and all the rest of it, CDs. But God says, well, I actually have more than any speakers have. And I don't want the speakers to be an intermediary. I want people to tap into me personally. And I want them to receive. Because he said, you know, when people meet with me personally, what happens in their lives has a much more long-lasting effect than when they receive through someone else. So are you as excited as I am? You know, I'm not saying, oh, how are we going to get through this week? No, I thought, yeah, come on. This is going to be great. This is going to be wonderful. The receiving, as Clive was indicating earlier in the service this morning, the receiving needs to start before we get to camp. You see, we're going to be the leaven, the good leaven in the lump. We're going to be the salt in the whole thing. We're going to give it flavor, right? We're going to go in already receiving. Then everybody else will join with us in receiving. And, you know, if you just sort of take this visual aid as, you don't want a whole lot of empty bags inside you. Absolutely. You want them all to be filled. Yes. Huh? You want that fresh oil to come and fill out the empty places. I love that scripture that says that the one who walks in the Spirit will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You know, there's so many Christians fighting the desires of the flesh. The answer really is to get so full of the Spirit that those desires are overcome. They don't even become a burden. They don't even become a problem. You're just so focused on what God is pouring into your life. You're just getting so full of Him. Amen? That looks after the flesh. The flesh is sort of subject to the Spirit in everything. So we're going to have a good week this week. Not wait for face cam. This is going to be a good week. So let's all stand because we're going to do some receiving now. It's the shortest sermon I've preached here for a long time. So that's a sign of new things to come. Because I'm not going to preach long messages at every meeting. That's not what it's about. It's about us receiving from God. So are you ready?
Yes.
Because you see, if He is the God of all grace, as the scripture says, then He is always willing to give. So just before we pray, let me ask you a question. Is God always the same? So He is always the God of grace, which means it's always His purpose to give. So He's the God of grace today, wants to give today. He's the God of grace tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Yes? And He'll be the God of grace in Peterborough on Saturday. So if he's the God of grace every day, He wants to give every day. Now, do you want to bless God? Hello?
Yes.
Well, now, what does He say in His word? It is more blessed to give than to receive. So you actually bless God more by allowing Him to give to you. God is blessed more when you have the faith, when you are open to receive what He wants to pour into your life. That blesses God. Why? Because God is not an idiot. And God knows that you can only give to others what you have first received. So he wants you to be so full that you're overflowing. Amen? I mean, you could carry all this lot, you see, and you're not afraid of customs because you're not carrying anything illegal. You're carrying the life and the presence and the power of God. Amen. Close your eyes then. Focus on the Lord. Now just thank him that he's the God of grace. Hallelujah. That he's the God of grace in your life. By grace you have been saved. Thank him that he has given you the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And the scripture says that kingdom is within you. You know, sometimes non-believers say to you, well, where is heaven? And of course your answer is, well, it's in me. The kingdom of heaven is in me and in other believers. Hallelujah. You don't have to go looking for it in outer space. The kingdom of heaven is within you. So thank the Lord that all the riches, all the resources of the kingdom are yours. You can't contain them all in your body, but they're all yours in heaven, and God wants to channel them within your life so that then they flow out of your life. So just thank the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your kingdom is within me. Hallelujah. Your kingdom is within me. I'm just so thankful, Lord, for the gift of your kingdom. And I want to draw on all the riches and resources of that kingdom. I want the faith that reaches up to you and receives afresh of those riches and those resources every day because you are the God of grace every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now he has given you his spirit. The vast majority, certainly of us here this morning, you have been filled with the Holy Spirit. So thank the Lord that you have that anointing from the Holy One. That anointing remains in you. But like Jesus, you want to receive the Spirit without limit. Like those first disciples, you want God to keep renewing that gift of the Spirit, keep reviving that flow of the Spirit in your life. So just thank the Lord that every day he is ready to give you fresh oil. How do you receive that fresh oil? Well, you don't just receive it in prayer. You receive it by stepping out in faith to do what he wants you to do, and you find that he releases the fresh anointing to enable you to do it. That when you want to give, there it is. There is the fresh anointing that enables you to give. And something new and something fresh impacts the life of other people. So we give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Purata paria zitu di saratu pakarasitaba. Now the scripture says his life is in you, the fullness of life. Well, how can you contain the fullness of God's life? Really, only by installments, you know. Only by that constant flow of his life into your life and the life flowing out like rivers of living water. So thank him now that there's fresh grace to receive his life. Not just for you, but for others. To enable you to fulfill whatever God is calling you to do. Just thank him for that flow of life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are equipping me so that I can do the works of service, so the body of Christ may be built up. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to go into this camp, whether I'm going to be there or not, but I'm going to go into this camp receiving from you, just knowing that there's this flow of your life flowing into my life and flowing through my life when I pray, when I speak to others, when I witness, whatever I'm doing, that life is going to be flowing out of me into all the words and activities that I'm engaged in. Thank you, Lord. Now, thank Him for the power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, Jesus said. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power, Paul says. So thank you. Oh, Lord, I'm full of your power. Now, if you think that you don't see enough of that power, why is that? Well, God wants you to believe that you will. Not sometime in the distant future, but you're going to see His power this week. This week, not at camp, this week. You're going to go into camp having seen the power of God at work through you. Come on, get your faith moving now. Thank you, Lord, you're going to do powerful things this week. We just give you glory. We give you honor. And Lord, people will see what we're doing, but we will know that it's really you working through us. So we won't take any of the glory to ourselves. We'll just give you the glory for the things that you are doing. Praise your name. I want you to believe that God's healing power is going to flow through you this week. I mean, just at one of the meetings, just to give you an idea, you know, there were so many different things going on, but there was a doctor there who had a medically incurable thing. God had told her, because she was a doctor, told her, stop taking your medication because I'm going to heal you. And she was completely healed, stood up, gave a testimony. And she's been in some distress physically for a long time with this condition. I'm afraid I didn't get all the translation because there was so much noise as everybody was cheering and clapping. And they were clapping the Lord on and on and on. There was a guy that had impaired hearing in both ears, and he was completely healed. Somebody who couldn't see people across the room, and his vision was healed, and he could see everybody right across this big hall perfectly clearly. There was a young lady, probably in her latter teens, something like that, who had been involved 2 years ago in a serious car crash, many bones broken. She'd been in great pain for 2 years. She was completely healed, no pain. Everything was just restored in her body. Come on, God is going to do a lot of things like this. Come on, let's give Him glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. There were people receiving amazing emotional healing. I mean, you have somebody to stand up and actually say publicly what a mess they've been in and how God has just suddenly, the peace of God, and they just know they're different. I mean, that's God, isn't it? And that's not through hours of counseling or going through this, that, and the other. That's God doing it in a moment of time. Come on, our God is able to do this stuff. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Sataparazata barazito. Baratapare zito di sato. Oh, thank you, Lord. We're going to plug into your power. More of your power is going to be channeled through us. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And the love, come on, the love. Nothing in all creation can separate you from that love. And God has poured that love into your heart by the Holy Spirit. That's what the scripture says. So thank Him. God has poured His love into your heart. Now, what's going to happen? You're going to give this love. You're going to give this love in the way that you prepare for camp. Whether you're going or not, you're going to love all the people that are there. You're going to love all the multitudes that will be watching on the streaming. You're going to love the people from their nations that will then be impacted by those people. There's countless, if you think of the way this thing can spread, there can be countless thousands of people that are going to be blessed because of you during these next few days, because of what you are going to do as you share in this great ministry to the nations. Come on, I just want you to say thank you, Lord, that I'm part of this ministry to the nations. I don't have to be up there on the stage. I don't have to speak. I don't have to lead a song or anything like that. I don't even have to bring a word of prophecy. I'm just part of the body here, and I'm part of this blessing to the nations. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, I give you all the glory. Come on, you have the power. You have the love. Now, thank him for the healing. Come on, thank him for the healing. God's going to be pouring his healing life in your life this week, through your life this week, out of your life this week. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Jesus. Now, how can you receive all week? Well, you can just take a few minutes in your prayer time, just going through these things, saying, thank you, Lord. Your kingdom is within me. Your kingdom is within me. Your kingdom is with me. I take these things every day and I just repeat them just a few times quietly while I'm sitting receiving. Your spirit is within me. And you know, you'll know the presence of God. You'll know the presence of God when you do this. And it'll be as if the spirit is pouring upon you afresh. My spirit is within you. My life is within you. See, even now while you're standing, just say it a few times. My spirit is within you. My spirit is within you. Oh, my spirit is within you. My life is within you. My life is within you. My life is within you. My power is within you. You know, just saying it to yourself, faith rises up within you. My power is within you. My power is within you. My love is within you. Oh, you're going to overflow with love this week. My love is within you. My love is within you. You can just expand on this. My compassion is within you. You know, in the compassion of Jesus, he always acted. He healed with compassion. He fed the people. He taught the people. He forgave people. Compassion always led to action. So right now, my compassion is in you. Believe it, you have received it. That's what Jesus says. My compassion is within you. Hallelujah. My healing is within you. My healing is within you. My healing is within you. My holiness is in you. My wisdom is in you. Oh, you can receive so much just in 10 minutes. And know that you can go into the day full of God. Knowing you're full of God. Because it's when you know the truth that people are set free. So it's knowing that you're full. It's not a question of feeling. It's a question of knowing. Faith is knowing. There's no doubts about faith. Faith is knowing. When you have faith, you know. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you that you're the God of grace every day. Thank you that you will be imparting to us afresh every day. Thank you that you will impart to others through us every day. Thank you that Faith Camp this year is going to be a wonderful time of impartation of your grace, that everybody that comes is going to receive from you. Even the unsaved are going to get saved, that nobody is going to be able to avoid you or to push you away. Nobody is going to be able to survive in that camp without surrendering to you with repentance, without coming to faith in you and receiving what you want to pour into their lives. And Lord, we say that not only about the main meetings, but about the move and about all the GoGen and all the other groups, that Lord, every single person is going to be in the midst of your grace. Where you are going to be pouring yourself out with such abundance. People are going to receive more than they ever realized. Far more abundantly than all they could ask or imagine. And we bless you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. You know, In Germany, people tend not to be all that demonstrative. Some of you are German, so you know what I mean. Yeah, but you've been here for a while. But, you know, this week at the conference, at the end of meetings, after God had moved, people were clapping and clapping and clapping and clapping. It went on and on and on, and it would probably still be going on if it hadn't stopped it. Now that's just a measure of what God is doing. They weren't clapping me. They were applauding the Lord for what He'd been doing. I could just see that hall in Peterborough with several thousand people just clapping and clapping and clapping and clapping, going on and on and on and on, because people were just so thankful. Okay, now, just to finish, look at this. You have bags of potential. But actually, God doesn't want you to have bags of potential. He wants you to realize your potential. Amen. Come on, let's give Him glory.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.